Bavamitsi Yoshalmi, corresponding to Bavamitsi Bavli, Daf Chofhei. We begin in the Yoshalmi on Daf Vov, Amud Beis, at the Mishnah, at the top of the page, Marchikim Esa Neveilif. Marchikim Esa Neveilif, Vesa Kvois, Vesa Busukim in Ha'ir, Chamishim Amma. Person has to distance carcasses, graves, and a tannery from the city 50 Amas away because of the bad smell that they produce. And a person can only build a tannery to the east side of a city because the east wind is gentle and will not bring the bad smell into the city. Rabbi Kiva says he can build it on any side of the city aside from the western side because the Shekhinah, the divine presence, is on to the west and he has to distance it as well 50 amos. And the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan ad mokom she'oise galad rabbo says, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that in explaining Rabbi Kiva that he can build a tannery even close to the city, if the skins are already thick, they don't give off a bad smell. And that's what Rabbi Kiva is permitting. One of the people of the Beis Medrash, Rabbi Yanai, says, in explaining Rabbi Kiva, he says, in the other directions, he can build a tannery in a place where the smells no longer reach the city, which is 50 amos, but to the west, he can't build it at all. The Tani Kain, and we have a Bryce that supports that, about Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva Oimer, Lechoruach Oiseh, he can build a tannery in any direction at a distance except for the west because the wind is constant. Rav Manah would often walk with men who had skin disease. Abaya told him, only walk to the west of the person because on the east side the wind will blow on him from this diseased man. We come now to the next Mishnah. Machikim Esa Mishre Min HaYerek Vesa Krishim Min HaBetzalim Vesa Chardal Min HaDevayrim. Person has to distance the flax-soaking pit from vegetables, leeks from onions, and mustard from bees. Rabbi Yossi Mati B'Chardal, Rabbi Yossi permits the case of the mustard. And the Gemara says, Tani, we have a Baisa, Machikim Esa B'Salim Min HaKrishim. Person has to distance onions from leeks. Rabbi Loza Rabbi Shimon, Mati Loza, the son of Rabbi Shimon, says that's permitted. Am Rabbi Yaakov ben Dusai, Migoy Ilein Masnisa, Kashem Shazem Machik Ze Mize, Kach Ze Machik Ze Mize. Rabbi Yaakov ben Dusai says, from the Mishnah and the Braisa we learn that just as leeks should be distanced from onions, so onions should be distanced from leeks because they actually damage each other. We have all B'Shem Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, Rabbi Shepi Hadvoyrim Chad Machri Rois Hadavash. We have all, quoting Rabbi Yossi ben Chanina, says, why do we say that mustard has to be distanced from bees? Because bees who eat the mustard, they have a sharp taste in their mouths, and they eat the honey to remove the taste.